Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Confederate Heritage and Pride Radio Show. Your host, Justin Burton. Radio show tonight. Your host, Justin Burton, Confederate Heritage Director, and Fred Amincy, Confederate Heritage Director. We have a show we wanted to kind of put out there tonight to talk about an event coming up for the Alabama Flaggers on May 2nd, which is coming up this week. it is the memorial for Black Creek Crossing, Emma Sansom General Force Black Creek Crossing. The monument that we placed there about 2 years ago, or was it a year ago? It was a year ago, wasn't it?
2013,
yes. It was November of 2013. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have a speaker there, Tim Kent. We, as far as we know, we had a few people coming. I don't know exactly who's going to be there. We have a PA system set up. The event starts at 11, goes until 2 o'clock. And we've already had the permits for the city of Gadsden confirmed, so we have to go pick those permits up, and we'll have roadblocks set up and everything like that. So we're looking for a good turnout. Hopefully there'll be some people that'll show up. I'm going to put it on the blog pages as soon as I can, and then post it on the event or the time for the event and the date and everything, and on the pages as well. So. I guess if you want to talk about it, go ahead.
It's the 152nd anniversary of the crossing, and lived in Gadsden all my life, and I can only remember one time that the anniversary was celebrated, and I thought it's about time that we celebrate it again. Tim Kent, he has... been studying the Civil War since he was 6 years old. He's written 4 books. I heard him speak at Franklin a couple of months ago, and he's a great speaker, and you'll really enjoy listening to him. I'm hoping that people show up. If you don't, that's fine, you know. Justin and I'll be there, and there'll be a few more flaggers there. And we're going to show our appreciation to Emma Sansom, a 15-year-old girl, and General Forrest for being able to cross the creek that day and keeping Rome from being burned and keeping the supply line open to Tennessee. At least they'll know we're there. So I guess that's about all I got to say.
Okay. And as far as the upcoming events for the flaggers, we will. Oh yeah, we kind of called off Washington for now, so we don't. There's two black groups up there that are having a convention, so
big
convention, and so we had already contacted Washington about that, but we'll have to set it for a later day.
They didn't think it was a good idea
either. So you know, with all the riots and all the crap that's going on in the world and the country,
plus my opinion is if people can't even show up in Gadsden, Alabama, why would they go to the trouble of going to Washington, D.C.?
True. But as far as we have a few, we have a few, aren't they fake profiles lately?
Yeah, we've had quite a few.
We've had quite a few fake profiles. I'll have to, when we get the people who try to get on the pages, we'll write them down and kind of put it around Facebook a little bit, because more than likely it's, you know, Mr. Myers or something like that. Who knows by now?
He was on the pages last week.
Yeah, I guess he was on there last week. But that's about it for tonight. I really don't have much to say. It's kind of more than anything a radio show on the flagging event coming up. As far as the pages look pretty good. I can't really complain about that. I kind of shifted between the New American Revolution and the Confederate pages, so it's kind of a two-way street right now. So, but you know, we've kind of come to the conclusion that, you know, there's so much fighting within the Confederate cause that we kind of lean back just a little bit, you know, on some things.
I'm posting as far as I can.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's just...
I'm getting those posts out there.
To me, honestly, and I'm not trying to be, you know, aggressive on this, but, I've been doing this long enough to know that, you know, the Confederate cause is kind of dying and fading a little bit because of not only the propaganda that is out there to bash it and ban it, but also the fact that it's our own people who are doing it. So, you know, it gets old after a while, you know.
No, it's sad.
It is sad. It is. You know what? It's to me, from what it looks like, it's more of the not everybody, I'm not including everybody, but some of the new generation of Confederate supporters that kind of have loud mouths, and I'm not going to get into names.
Oh,
but,
I find it more the older ones.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, I find it more the older ones that are being very childish.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I just, sometimes I really don't get it, you know. People walk around and, you know, they're like, well, I'm a commander of this and a commander of that, and no, you're not. This is the 21st century. You know, it's just not the 1800s anymore. I mean, I guess if you want to list in the Army, you might have a rank of that, you know, in the actual Army. But, you know, it's just, it's a bunch of baby crap. And that's just, you know, it looks like an episode of General Hospital in the morning.
Yeah, and it's not just us that are saying it. It's on Facebook. People are talking about it. And
yeah, people like to make up a lot of things, you know, a lot of drama, a lot of slander, and a lot of junk here and there that's not true. And
who cares?
I really don't care anymore. I'm so tired of it. I mean, it doesn't matter to me. It doesn't spoil my day. I mean, I move on and do things that I got to do from a daily basis. And, you know, to me, there's a lot more things to worry about in the world now than sitting on a keyboard all day and harassing people on Facebook. You know, and that's the way it is. It's a bunch of keyboard cowboys.
Well, I'm doing all the posting I can. In Gadsden at the library on the 9th of May, authors are having a signing, and I don't know whether I'm going to do it or not, but they want me to come over and sit with another author. They're going to have some there, and people to come through and look at your books, buy your books, whatever they want to do. And the library has asked for a copy of my book, which, you know, I'm pretty proud of. So that's one accomplishment I've accomplished. And I had started on the second book, and I'm working on it, but it's going to be a lot longer than it took for the other one. But I do appreciate the people that are supporting me out there. And Billy, if you're listening, can't wait to meet you Saturday, and I hope a lot of people show up. You know, I'm really looking forward to meeting a lot of people that I've talked to on Facebook, and I'm hoping some people in the city of Gadsden, you know, show up. We're going to get it in the newspaper. Well, the news will be there. The medium will. And so we'll have pictures, whether there's two people there, three people there, or 100 people there. We'll have some pictures on Facebook for you. And God bless you, and good night. Here you go. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, I don't have much more to say either. But you know what? I'm gonna label one thing before I get off the radio. To all those people out there who have made up jargon about the Alabama flaggers, one thing I've learned in life is what comes around goes around, and God doesn't like ugly.
Amen.
And karma is a son of a you-know-what. Let's put it that way. Yeah, and it'll come back and bite you. I've seen it happen so many times. It's unbelievable. And, you know, you think that you're all high and mighty, and there's certain people out there. I've been on here longer enough to know that you're just a bunch of loudmouths. So it doesn't faze me, and I can care less who you are, and I know who you are. Let's put it that way, and I'm just going to leave it at that. But
I consider what we're doing more important than what they're doing.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, let's put it this way. You know, we've replaced monuments and stuff, and
clean
cemeteries, and we've done a lot of stuff. And as far as a certain person on a page who says we don't do anything, I'm sorry, but that's not true. You just you don't know. And
Google.
Yeah, you might as well Google it. Google Alabama flaggers on Google, and then actually look up the blog pages. We have two as far as also pictures all over Google as well. Our Facebook page, our web page, our group page, and as well as all of the other pages, which are about over 11 pages on Facebook, that are supportive of the Alabama flaggers. So we don't really care too much more about what people say, and I care less. I'm just moving on, man. I'm tired of this crap.
Yeah, being honest, it's just, when you say Alabama flaggers, it's just Justin and I. I mean, there's people that are on the Alabama flagger page, but they haven't done anything. They hadn't showed up yet.
Yeah.
And the thing is, we're going to continue to do what we're doing. We're not going to brag about it because we don't care. We know that we're accomplishing things for the Confederacy, for our heritage, and that's what matters. People do not matter. We don't care what you say. We're going to continue doing what we do.
Yeah, and you know what the other thing is, too, when you try to act big and bad, I've seen so many people fall to their knees doing that stuff. I've been on Facebook for probably 8 years almost, and I've just seen so much of it. It's unbelievable. You think you're all high and mighty, but you're not. You're not a celebrity. You're not a Hollywood star.
Your day will come.
Your day will come is right.
And we don't need anybody.
We don't. I mean, we really don't. We do it ourselves. We do have members. I mean, they're more than welcome to join, but and show up. But that's the problem with the Confederate cause is that, you know, nobody wants to care anymore. Nobody, and that's proof right there. I mean, we're just telling the truth how it is.
No,
you know,
they do if it benefits themselves.
That's right. If it benefits themselves is right.
It's the only reason.
But God bless you all from the heart of Dixie. This is Justin Burton and Fred Amensi signing off, your Confederate Heritage Directors and Directors of the Alabama Flaggers. Y'all have a good night from the heart of Dixie, Alabama.
Back on fire.